Hi, this is Christy Lichty from Cité des Arts, downtown Lafayette. I support KRVS because it is the greatest little public radio station east or west of the Mississippi River. And I would know because I've lived in many other states, and I moved here because of the music and the culture and the people of Acadiana, and KRVS is the icing on the cake. Please join me in supporting KRVS during their annual spring fundraiser.
Aloha, this is Jake Hebert reminding you to tune in every Wednesday night at 12 midnight central for Beat Current, bringing you the very best in modern music and digital witchcraft, right here on 88.7 FM KRVS, Radio Akadi.
This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, your source for NPR news, great local programming, and music from around the world. Download and listen live to your favorite programs. It's all at krvs.org.
And this is Passport to Modern Jazz. We got a huge agenda here tonight. But first off, ACA is closing out its Season 3 Jazz Series with a master of Hammond B3, Joey DeFrancesco, on May 1st at 7:30 p.m. If you're a keyboard player or especially Hammond player, you don't want to miss it. And we're going to play something from, not something recent, we're going to play something from when he was 19, All of Me, from the album All of Me, Joey on Hammond, Lou Volpe on guitar, Buddy Williams drums, Bashura Johnson on percussion, Alex Blake acoustic bass, and a 16-piece string section.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
And Gary Smullyan from Hidden Treasure. We heard John Coltrane's Fifth House with Christian McBride on bass and Billy Drummond on drums. Of course, it's Christian McBride. We can play like that. And Gary Smullyan is the baritone saxophonist by the Jazz Journalist 2013 award. And there were a lot of players and albums out. This year, everybody's going to be disappointed. Last year, the Jazz Journalists Association always picked just the greatest people, and there's just going to be a lot of people that are left out. That's it, you know. You can leave Christian McBride out, and he's going to be winning every year just about anyway. But April is Jazz Month, and the 3rd is going to be International Jazz Day. So we celebrating it, and we definitely 2013 was just such an incredible year. I'm still catching up trying to play tracks off of stuff that came out that I can't keep track of. And this is also our spring 2014 pledge week. Go to your computer or phone and help keep our quality programming alive, krvs.org. There's public radio, and then there is public radio. We may not have those big city pitas, but you'll only hear contemporary jazz and early jazz from the beginning of New Orleans jazz. As early as the recordings as we can access. And the new Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band out of Shreveport. This album is just released today, and we'll be playing it and celebrate Jazz Month. And also, you're going to know about Joey DeFrancesco coming in, baddest B3 player. You hear in a couple of days, only here at Passport to Modern Jazz. The new Brian Blade album. We're listening to John Coward's Down River. It's on Blue Note, but was made in Shreveport through the Blade Brothers studio. Brian Blade drums. He's on everybody's album. Melvin Butler on soprano, tenor sax, John Coward piano, mellotron, pump organ, Chris Thomas bass, Myron Walden on alto saxophone, bass clarinet, and a couple guitarists who tell us who you are, who they are by the track, Jeff Parker and Marvin Sewell. Thank you.
The music business is a deep and shallow money trench where pimps and thieves roam the hallway, where good men die like dogs. There's also a negative side. Hunter S. Thompson. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. I'm Dickie Landry. Thanks for listening.
And thank you, Dickie. So that's Landmarks by Brian Blade out of Shreveport. And if you want to see impressive career, Brian Blade, everybody, Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, Sessions. I mean, he's just done so many sessions in New York. He just stayed working. And this is his new band, and he's living in Shreveport. And he's been moving back, and seems like he's been living out of suitcase on the road or living in the studio. I made a mistake. Christian McBride won for bass at the Jazz Journalist this year. Winner on bass, and it's hard. She wins every year along with Gary Smulian. And, of course, who took honors in three different locations was Wayne Shorter for Album of the Year, which you bet is Album of the Year. Every time he comes out with an album, it's going to be Album of the Year. And it seems so history seems to have proven. And let's see, he got Musician of the Year. Also, Musician, he got Record with Without a Net. And he also came in another spot, too. But we're going to play something, and because we could be here playing Christian McBride, and we don't even have to pick, and Wayne Shorter stuff. And we're going to try Wayne Shorter by keyboardist Jeffrey Keyser. And this is a Footprint single that's been out, wanted to play here. And, of course, it might be Miles, but everybody knows this is a Wayne Shorter tune. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz, and it is Pledge Week. Give a call. Thank you. Manson with winner on organ line, Smith, at live at Club Mozambique in Detroit. Oh, yes, and don't forget, if you have, this is Pledge Week, KRVS Radio 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. Just go to your computer. It's an easy thing to do, and have all this great music coming right at you. Lonnie Liston, Lonnie Smith from, this one says, with Ronnie Cooper on bass, George Benson on guitar. This is from 1970. Lonnie Smith, organ, George Dukes on drums, Gary Jones on conga, and Clifford Mack on tambourine. And Lonnie Liston Smith, of course, is Organist of the Year. Lonnie, he has some great albums that have been coming out. He's always had great albums, and they've all been a little bit different, and the ones lately have been just as good as this one, too. Very much happening. And before that, we heard Jeffrey Keyser, Footprints, a Footprints Live single that's been going on. And I'm pretty sure it's Terry and Gully, who I was really looking around for, a drummer who comes through town once in a while. Really great drummer. Kind of fairly young, you know, for a drummer. And Matt Cloyes would be playing bass on that track. He's still tracking that down. Yeah, that's right. Next up, hey, we got to go back to the Landmarks album by Brian Blade. You're listening to Passport to Modern Jazz. All right, there we go. Too much going on. I don't have enough CD players. Back to it, and this track by Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band out of Shreveport. Thank you. we're going to take a break here at the hour, and we'll come back and listen to some more of Landmarks by Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band out of Shreveport. We're listening to Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and initials before that, State Lines off of it. And you're listening to